The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Purdue on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to start by saying really proud of our senior class and the way they performed on Saturday against Rutgers and all the other team members as well that honored them by playing extremely hard, preparing well, and putting together all three phases, playing a good solid game and able to execute from start to finish, even amidst a long delay. So really encouraged by that progress, and now we have to take that momentum into our final game of the season at Purdue. Tremendous challenge and opportunity to play in our bucket game that has so much meaning and so much passion for our fan base and for the whole state of Indiana. So a great opportunity for our program to be able to showcase a group of young men that have fought extremely hard to establish, I think, a legacy here as the seniors that we want to finish off the regular season on a special note, but it's going to be a tremendous challenge to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. The first question comes from the line of Stacey Clardy with Gold and Black.
Coach, how would you describe your defensive style?
Oh, attacking. Mm-hmm. You know, aggressive. That's just kind of, we want to be a very downhill, in-your-face, swarm the football, play with confidence, chip on your shoulder kind of a unit. That's what I want our defense to be.
I think you're 10th in the country with 35 or so sacks. What do you attribute that to mostly? Are you bringing? Do you just bring a lot of pressure, or are your guys winning a lot of one-on-one matchups?
Probably more pressure than the straight one-on-ones. We haven't had a lot of success in the last year and a half, or last two seasons, with just one-on-ones. So the pressure's probably be more so. We actually got a couple this past weekend where we won some one-on-ones, and that was very positive. But yeah, just in general, most of them have come through pressure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike DeSabo with CNHI.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, there's a lot on the line this week with the bucket and then also the potential bull berth, but I'm curious, are there any kind of recruiting implications that this game carries?
Oh, I think there always are. You know, two in-state teams that are fighting for, you know, in-state players. There's a pool of guys that we're all going after, and we're all going after a lot of the same ones. And so whether it's, you know, current seniors or current juniors or even current sophomores that will take note of the direction of each program. So, I think anytime you have a chance to play in these games, I mean, it won't be the main factor, I wouldn't think, but it's definitely going to be a factor as they see who's able to, elevate themselves in these games and come out on top.
I'm curious if you think the recruiting landscape has changed in Indiana with Jeff Brohm joining the staff. He said that he wants to kind of put more of an emphasis on in-state recruits than the previous staff did. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. You know, they've just offered a lot more guys from Indiana than the previous staff already since he's been there. So, he's definitely put a premium on it, which he should have. And he's doing it the way it should be done, I believe, in our state. And so, he understands that. So he's a very good football coach. So I'm not surprised that he got that corrected.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
This question comes from the line of Stacey Clardy with Gold and Black.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to jump back in here. Jeff had mentioned that you guys know each other pretty well. I know you coached against each other in the bowl game a couple years ago when you were at South Florida. Is that kind of where you first kind of knew who he was and heard about him, or what's your history there?
Well, I've always known who he was, but, yeah, that was our first chance to meet and to actually talk and to get face-to-face. And then, you know, when he got hired here, you know, we got – a lot of mutual friends that we have. And then also, more than anything, was we did some functions together through FCA. I have a lot of respect for him as a man and as a father and his faith. And so just think he does a great job. And so he's a guy that I respect and got to know his son. And so, to me, it's bigger than just the game on the field. It's just about respect for somebody that that I believe does things the right way, and that's encouraging to me. So that's kind of our friendship there, which is a very positive thing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.